You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Well, now, just a bit of a change of plan here on You Cannot Be Serious. Now, Don is not with us at the minute. Don't jump to conclusions. Don is just on furlough. He's had a very, very busy Christmas period. He's got a thriving landscaping business with him and the ex-Richmond coach Tony Jewell and the great super boot goal kicker Bernie Quinlan. They go around the Mornington Peninsula tarting up people's properties, and he is worked to the bone, young Don. So he's not here. Don't read anything into the fact that he's not here. I haven't seen another person off. We've seen Mick off, and we've seen the Rocket off, and all my fault probably. I don't know. Maybe Don's fault. But I've put a call into Don, and he hasn't responded to that, so he might be just up early. So the reason we're doing this here is because Ivan, who has been affectionate. I notice Ivan, someone put Ivan Milat's photo on the. We tried to get Mick Sheehan off because he took exception. Didn't take exception, but he thought it would be a good idea if we took his face off the podcast blurb because he's not on it anymore. And someone very mischievously put Ivan Milat's actual photograph of Ivan Milat. So we're not making fun of, we're making fun of Ivan, who's here, that his name is actually Paul, but we're not making fun of Ivan Milat and the atrocious things that he did. So anyhow.
So morning, boss.
Yes, well done.
Yes. So you've woken me up early. So what are we doing here? There's no Don.
Just a minute, mate. So then we don't have Ben Fordham, the doctor. We don't have to go through that with Don. Doctor Who, I know seven doctors, Don says. So if Don actually rings in, I put a call into him. If he rings in, I'm going to try and patch him through, is the technical term, patch him through, and he won't know that he's on air, and I'll tell him immediately that he's on air before he, because we're trying to get sponsors, of course. We don't want him to say, what the fuck are you ringing up for? Or we're not sure if he's got the shits or not. Anyhow, so Ivan's here, and we're only doing this because we thought, as we've had our 6 millionth and on our way to our 7 millionth download, that we would tell our very, very loyal listeners, Ivan, that we're not, this is not really a sanctioned You Cannot Be Serious broadcast, but we're just letting people know that we'll be back. Well, I suppose Don will be back unless he just snatches it all together and goes on with his landscaping business. In fact, Ivan, we might get Don. Yeah, thanks, Ivan. We might get Don to sponsor. Don could sponsor the podcast. Don Scott Inc. Landscaping specialists and purveyors of soil. He could be the sponsor, and we could go around the world as Don Scott purveyors of soil conservation, or whatever he is. And so
would there be a uniform? Like, would we have to wear vests and cravats and? Maybe no.
I know you're probably trying hard to be as diverse and stupid as Don. Don's not stupid. Now, could I say, all the stuff I say about Don, if you haven't worked this out already, I'm not apologising, incidentally, but if you haven't worked it out already, Don says there's no way you can offend me, so you can say anything you like. So I try diligently every week to offend him, and it's just like water off a duck's back. Ben Fordham, Ben, the doctor, he's a psychoanalyst from afar who's on furlough on his own. Ben is away at the national park without young Jodie and the little nippers. Not sure what's going on there, but maybe she is keeping at arm's length from her husband because he even engages in with us because she doesn't like us. I think she doesn't like us. Anyhow, we'll just take it.
She might listen on the side when
I'm sure she doesn't listen on the side, Ivan. So, anyhow, Ben said, We are very, very lucky. Do you know Sam? And I said, no, Doc, why? He said, because Don is an extremely competent and capable broadcaster. And while he was saying that, I was watching Don, and he had got this stupid grin came over his face. I'm not sure if it was wind or he was actually reveling in the fact that the doctor had said he's an extremely capable broadcaster and the podcast would be nothing without Don. And I tend to, concur. I sort of concur. And Ivan, and your keep your input here limited. You've only said three words so far because I haven't shut up. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's why we're on here today, because and if Don rings in, we'll patch him through and we'll immediately say that you're on air, Don, if I know how to actually patch him through, because since the rocket is vacated and I gave him just an offhanded sort of thing. I said he was the panel operator, and that went over like a wrought iron hang glider. So I'm the panel operator, and Rocket would patch us through in a trice. But if Don rings and there's a bit of a pause and a bit of swearing,
total confusion.
That's it. Ivan. So. You're meant to be a technological genius, aren't you, heading up the mining industry in Perth?
Oh, yeah, autonomous trucks, and easy for me to say.
Autonomous?
Yeah.
What, self-drive? Driverless trucks?
Driverless trucks, yeah.
Why didn't you say that?
I tried
driverless,
to.
Autonomous.
Yeah. Well, there's too many syllables.
And syllables is hard for you to say as well. You've got Don's disease. That microphone must make you dyslexic.
Yeah, I'm in number four. So here we go.
So just on that, seeing as we're trying to think of subjects to talk about. Now, we're going to talk. You had a bucket list. You went to the Boxing Day test.
Yeah.
So this is just chat. We're filling in case Don rings. And then we're going to say, I'm sorry that it's not really a sanctioned podcast because.
In fact, if it goes to shit, we're not going to. Download it.
Oh, well, you've working blue already, Ivan. Let us work blue. You just keep it clean.
Yeah,
so if it turns to shit, we won't download it. Because A, I don't know how to, and B, my son's away, and the rocket, of course, is no longer here. Now, so you went to, and I want to get on to autonomous trucks in a minute, but you went to, you had a bucket list. I'm doing nothing on Boxing Day, and I get this text from, it's got Ivan on here. And I think,
no, Ivan, Christ, not even Paul.
What's Ivan want? And it says, you're informing me, I don't know why you thought I'd be interested, but you're informing me that your bucket list was to go to the Boxing Day test, and you'd never been able to because you were running autonomous trucks over in the Perth mining sector. And as COVID had struck, you were here, stationed here in Melbourne because you couldn't get back to Perth or some bullshit you told me, and you went to the Boxing Day test. So how was it, and how many were there, and did you have to wear a mask, and what was the whole go there, Ivan?
I'll try and remember it. It was a big day.
Well, you'll try and remember it. What, did you get pissed? Or did you get maggoted?
I wouldn't say maggoted. I wouldn't go that. But, it was a big day and my memory's slipping. So if I forget things.
And your memory's slipping and your ing's off the end of the words you're speaking. Your memory's slipping, yes, what?
Yes, yep. No, it was a good day.
Well, how hard would that be to remember? You got up in the morning and said goodbye to the missus, did you?
No, she came with me. So.
Good God.
Yeah, I know. She's the cricket aficionado.
A lot of people always take their wives on trips that they go on because they can't bear to kiss them goodbye.
So we got there.
That's about as sexist as you can get.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Went on a pleasure trip to the airport. I drove my missus to the airport. She's going away on a holiday with the girls. That was a pleasure trip. That's another sexist thing to say. But we're not allowed to do that now because
that's right.
It's woke. Wokeness.
Mm. You know, she doesn't listen.
You'd be amazed at how many people say, What's woke mean? And do you know what woke means? Do you know what it's short for? It means it's an awakening. You have to be awakened to join the 21st century and be inclusive and diverse. And
is it a demographic thing?
Yeah, well, it's probably millennials. It's bullshit, mate. It's people who are complaining about things like calling a mother a birthing parent or
chest feeding.
chest feeding. That is that is just so nonsensically stupid.
Well, what about postmen and post
people?
No, they don't call it post people. I saw it last night on the news.
Post employee
technicians.
Yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah. But you see, but postman. Man and woman. In the female term of someone who's a female, it is a woman. It's woman, M-A-N. So it can refer to everyone. And I was on a radio station here in Melbourne. If you're listening in Israel, hello to our neurosurgeon.
And Singapore.
What?
And Singapore. People listening.
Oh, everywhere
in Singapore.
They do. Yeah. I was speaking to, I was on 3AW with a very, very charming, I can say that, I don't mind, she's a charming hostess, I can say that as well, hostess, which refers to her gender, Jo Hall, she was filling in for the regular person on 3AW, and...
Who, Tony Jones?
No, the Dee Dee, isn't it?
Oh yeah, Dee Dee Dunleavy.
Dee Dee Dunleavy. Who does a segment on cooking, I think, called Food Bites.
Very good.
Anyhow, jumping right on, moving along. So Jo Hall, so I sit down in the studio. I was on for half an hour. And she said, now, she said, you speak on various topics on You Cannot Be Serious. I said, we do. She said, I noticed you spoke about some time ago about circumcision. I said, God, did I? I said, spoke about... I said, I'm happy to say I did, but what probably would have been topical at the time. She said, well, it's topical at the minute because a doctor, man doctor, has come out, a male doctor.
Why do we have to specify male?
Well, because...
Well, you just said doctor.
Well, so. I'll tell you why. That's a good question, and I'll tell you why. Because this doctor said that it was completely unnecessary in this day and age to have... your children, or your boys, your males...
Offspring?
No, males, not women. Like, women can be circumcised, but that's not in our country. That's... They can be. They do that
over...
They do that. That's... anyhow, he said in this... This is what Jo Hall said to me. He said, this man's come out, doctor, and said it's completely unnecessary to be circumcised, and it's not necessarily... And there's five reasons why you... there's only about five reasons why you should have it done, and there's 100 reasons why you shouldn't. And I said, that is absolute nonsense. And she said, well, this is a doctor. I said, I don't care what he is. It is nonsense to say that it's quite okay to have a choice of what you do, but I said I reckon 99.9% of women would prefer to, and I don't know what you are, Ivan, doesn't matter. So it makes no difference. Makes no difference.
But you don't have a choice, do you?
Well, you do.
Well, when you're 1 year old.
Well, so I was circumcised when I was 12.
Okay.
Because I wanted to be circumcised, and I wasn't circumcised. And people rang in and said, yeah, they... and women said they far prefer... We couldn't quite get into the nitty-gritty of why on radio, because it's a more family-oriented thing, but I said... I didn't say this, but I'm saying it now. Women would far rather, I believe...
Yep, hope it goes the right way.
Have when they go into the orals... Orals?
Right.
Yep. When they have the orals, that is... Mm. You know, they go have oral sex.
Yeah, I know. I'm married.
What? You're married?
Yeah.
You don't do the orals, do you?
My memory is going.
Does the missus do the orals? So when the orals happen, I think women far prefer to do the orals with someone who's circumcised, who's circumcised, than not circumcised. And I didn't get into saying that on the radio, but I wished I should have said that, but I couldn't say that. And she knew, Jo knew exactly what I was talking about. And people rang in, and bloke rang in and said, I was circumcised when I was 21. I said, 21? He said, why? He said, because I had thrush. And Jo Hall nearly fell off the chair because she thought this. I said, you had thrush. Why did you have to have the end of your dick snipped off because you had thrush? He said, well, that's the only way they could control it. I still don't understand that. Anyhow, he said that. And I said, that there is, then a man rang in and said women would far prefer, he says, in his opinion, doesn't matter if you're not circumcised, incidentally, this is not a having a shot at people who aren't, but he said when women, he said, you get that, now listen to this, and I, this did go to, he said, you get that cheesy build-up underneath the foreskin. And I, and Joe at this stage has gone puce. And I said, well, you brought the subject up. And do you know what that cheesy sub, this is true, do you know what that cheesy substance underneath your foreskin is called? There's a medical term for it.
Now, are you asking me or Joe Hall?
No, we didn't speak about this on family radio. Do you know what it's called?
No.
I believe you could look it up. It's called smegma.
Smegma.
It is not right. Smeg, the cooking appliance from Germany.
Okay.
Smegma, I think, is the cheesy S-M-E-G-M-A, I think
now,
it is.
I only went to St. Bernard's, so
well,
you'll have
to... Well,
I
don't think they'd teach this a lot at any school. But, and so...
Starts with an S?
Yeah, smegma. I'm sure it is. Well, it mightn't be commonly used in a dictionary, but I'm sure it's called smegma. Anyhow... So this advanced to the stage that women would far did it say smegma?
Yeah, you're right.
What's it say?
It says smegma.
Yeah.
Is a thick, white, cheesy substance that collects under the foreskin of the penis. It's more common in uncircumcised.
Well,
men.
It would be only in uncircumcised men. Can't
who don't clean the area well enough.
It can't form under the foreskin if you don't have a foreskin.
It's normal to have smegma. There we go.
Of course, and it's normal to have smegma, but when women go do the orals, or men do the orals on other men, when they do the orals, you would not want the smegma to be inhabiting the foreskin if you're actually doing the orals on it, would you? Now,
no.
We didn't have this conversation on the radio, incidentally, but
you wouldn't
people
have.
Under and I said. What is the doctor's reasons why you shouldn't be circumcised? And the general thing is, it's uncomfortable and it's hurts and it's you don't get permission from the person you do it to. And I said, and a woman rang in, a very nice woman, a midwife, and she said, well, I'm a midwife. She didn't speak like that, Ivan, but she said, I'm a midwife. And she said, I can tell you that when you cut the foreskin off, it loses its sense. The sensitivity goes with the very minute fibres and tissues and sinews. When you take it off, it's not as sensitive when you have sex when you're circumcised as it is when you're not circumcised. And I said to her, just being a little bit of a devil and trying to get Joe Hall more embarrassed than she was, I said, well, I've had a fair run at, because I'm a heterosexual, I did qualify that. Doesn't matter if you're not heterosexual, because if you're having sex with your partner and he's the same gender as you, it makes no difference. Although I wouldn't know that, because I have never done that. But she said, it's not as sensitive. And I said, well, could I tell you from experience that I've had a fair run at one or two times I've had sex with women. And if it's any more sensational with a foreskin on, I'd tell you what, I'd be the first man around the moon. I said, I don't know if it could get any more sensational just when you're getting to the what we would call the vinegar stroke, Ivan. I didn't mention this on the radio, incidentally,
no,
either.
I wouldn't have thought this would go to work.
No, we didn't mention that. Waiting for Don to ring in and
incidentally.
I'll put a call into Don. And if he rings in, there might be a bit of a delay while I'd work out how to plug him in, so to speak. So when you get to the vinegar stroke, I'm not sure that it could get any more sensitive or enjoyable with you had a foreskin on or not. And then just as we left, Joe said, we had a whole full board of calls. She said, that's an interesting topic and well done, Sam. And I said, well, I didn't bring it up, Joe. You brought it up. And I did say, mind you. When I was circumcised, they made some designer luggage out of the offcuts, and that's when the circus segment ended. So I was just mentioning that. Why did I mention that?
Oh, I have no idea. I think
smegma.
We're still waiting for Don.
No, smegma. So that's if you can learn one thing a day, I reckon most people would never know that smegma is that cheesy substance under the foreskin. So we'll move on. So you went, I think I was asking you about the Boxing Day test.
And then I derailed the conversation a la Don. And no, Boxing Day test was good. The I think they'd sold 75,000 tickets and only 57 was the capacity on that day.
What?
Everyone's terrified of COVID.
So this is how, this is.
I want to get onto that too about the testing because that's a farce.
An absolute farce, Ivan. Yeah. I don't want to make fun of the, well, I do.
People lining up for hours on end.
Could you, it's 50,000 people. What's the difference between, besides 25,000, between 50,000 at a venue and 75,000? All people wearing masks. It is absolute nonsense. And I read this out last week and I'm reading it out again. There's a bloke called Anthony Fauci, who is the head US medical officer in the United States of America. God, has that country gone to the dog since Trump's left? Don't start me. This is what I read this out last week. You've got to listen to this, and I'm reading it from the statement. It said, prolonged periods of mask removal are not permitted for eating or drinking. The mask must be worn between bites and sips. Now, can you believe someone would put that out with a view to being serious, so that if you're sitting having a glass of wine or a meal or a steak or whatever, and you sit down and you cut a bit of meat off and you remove the mask, you put it in your mouth, then you put the mask back on, you masticate. Because I said to Don, you masticate, and he said, what's that mean? I knew he was going to say that. So you chew. And then if you want to have a sip of your wine, you move the mask, you will end up getting RSI in your wrist from moving your mask, from putting the fork. It's absolute nonsense. So why couldn't 75,000 people go to the Boxing Day test?
No, I don't know. They're all, everyone was doing the right thing. The place wasn't packed. We know it holds 100,000. Everyone was doing the right thing, wearing masks and things like that that they were told to do, so they did that.
And so did you sit next to someone?
I did.
Well, how close?
And I'm right,
not
beside.
Exactly. So they would say, oh, we won't have 75,000 there. We'll have 50,000 there because we've got a self-distance. What? Who says that 1.5 meters is the distance between two people? So the virus, the globules or whatever, the aerosols of virus won't spread between. If you're 1 meter away, you'll get it, but if you're 1.5 meters away, you won't get it. They make it. It is absolute bullshit. And the Omicron strain is about as passive, and they've gone overboard in America. They've cancelled flights because of the Omicron variant.
So we've had one person die in Sydney since our last podcast. Remember, if the listeners will remember, last week we said no one's died from Omicron here in Australia. So the first person's died in Sydney. Now, we'd not taken light of that, but would you think one person in 7 days is okay to leave this earth?
When we spoke last week, they said in America, up until that stage, not, and this is 320 million people in America, not one person had died of Omicron in America. They might sheet it home for political benefit and political expediency, sheet it home to Omicron, but they said, and so we said, we must live with these pandemics, we can't fight them. You cannot fight nature. You can try and you can try and fight it by having vaccines, but the vaccine they've developed, all these bogus vaccines, do not stop the spread of it. They say you have to have boosters. I'm not anti-vax. I've been vaxxed. But how many boosters do you have to try and get something to work?
Well, our friend in Israel, he'll now say fourth. They're getting the fourth booster.
Yep. So that was the day at the test, and other than England being absolutely fucking hopeless.
It is. So you get to sit down in the seat right beside the next person.
I'm a member,
no mask,
you know,
because we're outside. And then, lo and behold, Mitchell Stark, Pat Cummins, they take a wicket and everyone's up cheering. So
that's right, spittle going all onto the next
on
person.
On the back of my head and everything.
It's a wonder they didn't say you're not allowed to cheer or speak at the cricket, because we don't want spittle transferring to people next to you. If in 20 years' time, I won't be here, but in 20 years' time you look back and you say, can you believe people in authority told you that's how you must act in this day and age? Well, what about the people who said you're not allowed to say words that have hard consonants like push up or go away because of the spittle coming out from using those hard sounding words? You must use soft language. This was another edict that came out, and we are sitting here thinking we're in a developed world. It is frightening. So that was the cricket. Mind you, I'm a life member of the MCG.
Are you? Well, do you go in behind that glass? I see the 50-year club.
That's
and
me.
All the old guys were there. They're in their hundreds and 110s, and they're all behind.
That's right.
Two layers of glass. I thought that was just COVID, though.
No, that's leather chairs. No, we we keep away from the riffraff, mate. We don't want the clowns from the outer suburbs.
So when I walk past, they're the old guys telling me, get out of here, young fella.
Yeah, and that's me. So my only time I've ever used it, I went to the finals, football finals, for some reason. I was asked to go to a lunch. You'll love this. And I turned up and I had a nice jacket on and I had a shirt, not a starched collar. I had a sports shirt with a tie on and I had some loafers. Shoes on. They were called Vans shoes. Ooh, slip-ons.
Yeah, okay. Slip-ons, no laces.
No, slip-ons, that's right. Okay. And but very nice, smart shoes. And I looked fantastic. I didn't look fantastic, but the someone said, gee, you look very good.
Yeah.
So first of all, I got there, they said, and I'm not blaming the staff, incidentally. The person said, oh, no, Sam, you can't come in. You haven't got a shirt with a fitted collar. And I said, really? I said, no, you had to have fitted collar. Oh, yes, she said, you've got to read Rule 55, Regulation 3, Subclause 6. You must have a fitted collar. And I thought, oh, shit. So I then exited the MCG and I went down and I bought a shirt. I don't know where I found it, but it was at the memorabilia section of the MCG, a shirt with a fitted collar. And I put the tie back on and I walked back and the same person said, nice shirt, Sam, but you can't come in because you've got slip-on shoes, loafers. I said, are you serious? She said, my word, I'm serious. And I said, by this stage, the assembled gathering have got onto me and said, yeah, Sam, don't you know the rules? I said, So the person who said, don't you know the rules, was a bloke who had unruly hair. He had it in dreadlocks. He had an earring and he looked like a heap of shit. But he had laces in his shoes and he had a fitted collar. And other than that, he looked like a hobo. Not a homo, a hobo. He looked shit house. And I thought, so in the end, I left. I couldn't get in. So that was my day at the football. So that's the only time I ever tried to go into the members.
So you could go into the general public and mix with the
mind riffraff. You, women,
well,
people masquerading as women, whether they actually are biological women or transgendered into pretending they're women. Women, they could go in there and T-shirt and singlets.
Absolutely.
And buddy...
The less the better.
No socks, sandals. They could go in there. But we wear trussed up like Christmas turkeys to go in and watch a fucking football match. Seriously.
And a mask.
Masks. No, I didn't...
Well,
masks.
No, it was a good day. And you have to have a tie as well.
Incidentally, where this is not a sanctioned...
this might not be going.
This is not a sanctioned... you cannot be serious. We're waiting for Don to call in. I've put a call in to Don. Will I give him another crack?
Yep.
I'm going to have it now. How do I do this? So if you're listening to this, everyone, well, I suppose you are. You wouldn't be listening. No, I'm saying this. I'm going to try and ring Don. How do I do that? I press his number, ring his number. Hang on, I've got his number here. I'm going to now. If I press this now, I'm going to do it. So now I press iPhone. What do I press? That?
No, iPhone.
And podcast speaker? No.
There we go. That was on the coming through.
Is it, can you hear?
Yep.
Hello? What am I doing? Hang on, Don.
Donald.
Don.
Yep.
There we go. We got you.
Well, Don, I'm in here with Ivan because we're just telling people why we're not doing a podcast, and we're on doing a podcast to tell people why we're not doing a podcast, and we've already said why you're not here, and we thought we'd ring you to say hello.
Because he's having a coffee with me.
Hang on, just a minute.
He's having a coffee with me. It's more important than doing the podcast, Sam.
Just a minute. Can you? Is this going to air, Ivan?
It is. It's going to air, but Don. It's not Don. Have we got Don?
Don.
We've got Don, but Don's having a coffee with me, Sam, which is far more important than doing a podcast.
Who are you?
I had lunch with you.
What? You're on. This is on the podcast.
Oh yeah, you better tell him.
Wait, this is on the podcast, so don't say anything stupid. Well, say plenty of things that are stupid, but who is this I'm speaking to?
It's the doctor.
Doctor who?
One of the doctors that I know.
Now, Don, we're just ringing in, Ivan and I, to say hello. And I've already said that there's nothing untoward that you're not here, that you've had a very busy schedule with your landscaping business, and that you couldn't come today and you were having a furloughed break. And we thought we'd ring in to ask you how you're going, and we're only doing this to tell people why we're not doing a podcast, which is what we're doing.
I'm sleeping all day, if you really want to know.
What's that, Don?
I'm sleeping in the afternoon, having a, what do they call those things, a nananap.
Siesta.
Siesta of an afternoon, which is terrific. The cricket is no longer on, which is boring, so I'll have to watch the races.
We just spoke to Ivan, who went to the Boxing Day test, Don.
Oh, yeah, well, I watched it on TV. It was fantastic, but didn't go long enough. And so I'm just going to do some work around the farm today.
So, and I know you couldn't make
up and firing next week.
I know you couldn't make it up, and everyone will be absolutely shattered by that. And
no, they won't be.
They will. I've said that the doctor from Sydney, you know the doctor?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said that you're an integral part of this, and you're a very, very excellent broadcaster. And I said you got half firm when he said that. I was watching you, and there's definite movement in your jodhpurs as he said that to you.
That's right, and the pockets are very wet as well.
I don't know what that means, Don, but anyhow.
Well, he's pissing in your pocket, haven't you heard of that?
Oh, pissing in your pocket. So tell us, just I'm glad we've made contact, because I thought you mightn't ring back, but now that people will be very, very gratified that you've rung in. Tell us how Christmas went. Did you regale people with your humour and your stories at the Christmas dinner table?
Well, my children have heard all the stories. So they didn't have to hear them again, but the grandchildren were there, and it was a terrific day.
Did you tell them that you'd now become a legend at the Hawthorn Football Club, and that they were all going to come along and welcome you to the very exclusive legendary status there? And that did you ask, could I come?
Yeah, I've asked about you coming, and that's all right.
Is it?
The only one I've asked.
So I can come to the inauguration of... And was the family delighted? I know you just make light of it, but they must have been absolutely chuffed.
Jesus, a different Johnny on the phone this morning, isn't he? What have you been on drugs this week? You've been participating in some of that substance those blokes on the boats are using.
Now, you keep saying, Don, you keep saying that people come on the boat and use substances. I know you're only doing that tongue-in-cheek. Don't keep saying that, or we'll have the wallopers. We'll come out in the...
What?
We'll have the police come out.
You've already been confronted by the police before. That wouldn't worry you.
No, but I don't. But
you're very articulate. You'll be able to talk them out of what you've been doing. Bullshit
apple brain. Don, they saw the dogs onto the boat and sniff around to see what. I don't have to talk out. I don't have to talk the wallopers out of anything.
Love dogs.
What?
you're a real dog lover.
No, I'm not. I said they bring the dogs on. They sniff your agates and they sniff around the boat to see if you've got any substances on there. So don't worry about me having to talk my way out of it. I don't have to talk my way out of anything because I don't do it.
You're the best talker around. You don't shut up when you start.
Well, we're ringing you, Don, because Ivan has said 12 words here so far, and I said, "If you got it,
is that all?"
Yeah,
I think we've created a monster with Ivan.
I'm sitting in your seat, Don. Mic number four.
Ivan, oh, geez, that wasn't even cold, that suit, Ivan. That's it.
You reckon he's knifed you.
He's gone. Yeah, I'm gone.
You're gone, Don. You're gone.
Who's that speaking?
That's the doctor.
What fucking doctor? Doctor who?
The one you had lunch with who wouldn't come on the program.
What? What, the one from Israel?
Yes.
We mentioned him earlier. We didn't mention his name, of course, because you can't mention doctors' names.
He doesn't want his name mentioned, but he contributes a lot. Sticks his nose in, doesn't he? Tells you what to do.
Well, Don, just as I say, this is not a sanctioned you cannot be serious because you're not here in person and Ivan's just filling in, and we thought we owed it to our 7 million listeners or people that have downloaded this.
How many we've got now?
Oh, no, we just make it up, mate. It'll be 10 million by the end of the year. So we just thought we'd say why you're not hearing this officially. And mind you, we've been going for 3/4 of an hour so far. So we just want you to give us a New Year's resolution, if you like.
Well, now, listen, I spoke to Ian Cook the other day. You mentioned him giving an update on the iCook food.
We haven't yet, but I was going to. I was going to mention the year we've had here in Victoria, and personally, you nearly died.
Next week we'll give an exclusive on iCook food.
You nearly died this year, Don?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did, yes.
I know. Yes. I came down and saw you at the Mornington.
No, that was 2 years ago.
How many?
2 years ago.
Oh, is it? I thought it was this year you nearly died. What?
You're going ready.
Oh, you're going
you
ready.
Are.
So it's been a very trying year in a whole lot of different ways, but we're through to the end of the almost, Don. And you got any New Year's celebrations coming up? I know you're a great party goer and reveler.
Yes, we've got a big party on. When is New Year's Day?
Do you want me to send you down a bag of the Bolivian booger sugar and you might have a crack at it?
I can share it amongst myself.
Tip it over your head and you might run around the street with your underpants over your head.
Yes.
Well, Don, as we say au revoir, just until whenever you decide to come back to us.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir means good morning, doesn't it?
Good
evening. I'm saying au revoir means until we meet again. Don, give us a New Year's resolution and some advice to the thousands of people who listen to this from one of the legends of the Hawthorn Football Club. What's your resolution? Hello? You there?
Yeah, I've been thinking.
I know, I did the sign. Did you hear that? Did you hear the crickets?
Yes.
Don, give us a fucking New Year's resolution before we ring off. Hello?
Nothing.
I'm still here. I'm thinking.
Well, make it up. Just say, I hope everyone has a very successful 2022. It's been great being able to speak to you and get your feedback. And I hope you have a very successful family. Go say something.
Yes, I echo all of those sentiments.
Oh, that's all you are, little Mr. Echo. Think of it yourself.
Little Sir Echo is his name.
Well,
sir. Just remember that nursery rhyme, Little Sir Echo.
Well, go on.
Little Sir Echo. Didn't your mother sing that one to you? My grandmother used to sing it to me.
Your grandmother used to sing it to you?
Yes. Little Sir Echo.
Do you know what someone said? Do you know what someone said? And this is someone said. I think it might have been the doctor, the other doctor from just interstate, just across the border. They said,
I'm a little bit worried about the doctor from interstate.
The one across the border.
Yeah.
Oh, the South Australian border.
I think we're being used.
Oh, really? Someone said that you know, when we're talking about doing interviews with people, someone said, why don't I interview you about you? Would you be up for that?
No, we've already done one of those.
No, not at all. We haven't done. I haven't started on you yet, interviewing you.
You know, it wouldn't get anywhere, so don't try.
But, Don, as I keep saying, it's not the questions you ask, it's the answers,
it's the answers you give.
So if I ask you a question, you say, I don't wish to answer that, that in itself is an answer.
You got to guess the next week.
Now, Don, I'm not ringing off unless you hang up. Give the people a resolution that you might stick to and some best wishes for the future for people. Go on. Oh, shit. That's extraordinary.
This is not working.
Oh, well, no, it's working, all right. Don's just, I can hear the cogs just churning over. He's just put some more coal into the furnace.
Get out of him,
and he's got a head and press head steam. We've been speaking about circumcision today, Don.
Are you circumcised?
Yeah, I am.
So am I, but they don't do it anymore.
Ah, this is
the power. Hang on, apparently the Jews do it, but the Gentiles don't.
Oh, the Jews do it? Shit, it's mandatory.
The Gentiles don't.
Well, some of them don't, and this is how we got onto it.
My grandson's not circumcised.
No, and I got a feeling most of my kids aren't circumcised because their mothers wouldn't do it and they said they did it.
Yeah, I know, because the baby's crying.
And then we got on to how it's far cleaner, Don, because you know what the build-up underneath the foreskin's called?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a medical term.
What's it called?
Smegma.
Yes, I've heard.
Ask the doctor sitting next to you. He'd know that.
Yes, he's smiling.
Yeah, and I bet you he. When the women go for the orals, they would far prefer to have. When the men go for the orals, they would far more appreciate it if someone's circumcised, so they don't get smegma.
You've been there 5 minutes, Ivan, and it's sunk to the lowest of low.
That's not low.
We can go lower.
I spoke about this on 3AW during the week.
What?
Oh.
No short of content.
No, they bought it. No, I won't go on this anymore.
Who interviewed you, Fiona Byrne?
I followed Fiona. Fiona was doing her showbiz broadcasting, and then I was in the studio with Joe Hall.
Content? She's been struggling for content, Fiona.
Oh, well, because we haven't been in the news, Don. Even though we're third and second grade celebrities these days, we seem to get our fair share of... I made the news because someone posted on their social media that they're on a boat in rough weather, and then suddenly I was contacted about why I was on the boat and who was punched and who was drunk and who was... I said nothing of the sort. I had to actually apologise and qualify what I was doing.
Yeah, the figment of your imagination was that rough weather.
Don, please. Now, Don.
I was on the bay and it wasn't rough where I was.
You weren't on the bay, Don. You've never been on the bay in your life.
He's in the hallway.
Yeah, you're in the hallway vomiting and you're sitting on your horses vomiting. You've never been on the bay ever.
I came off again last night. Jeez, I'm in agony.
And I've said to Ivan, I think Don's... I'm not sure how long Don can go on like this, but you've got to give the horses away, Don. Your balance is gone. You've got you've got, as Doc Larkins once called it, vertigo. I call it vertigo. But you've got vertigo, Don. You've got a middle ear infection. You lost your balance.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we're having a bad run.
All right, well, say goodbye now.
Goodbye to you, Ivan.
No, a resolution.
Yep, and the horses.
A resolution, Don.
No, fuck the resolution.
Okay. So Ivan, that's Don. So he seemed to be a bit chipper.
He did.
Chipper?
Yep. I don't know what that means, but...
Chipper means up and about, and he was not articulate. He was not erudite. What's the word? Verbose. Is that verbose when you speak?
Yeah, that's what I'd say, yeah.
But I like the resolution. Give us a final resolution for the year. Fuck the resolution was his last word. So I think that is a term of endearment for everyone.
Well, that's like when we were doing the promo the other week and you said... say something to the listeners about
that's
Christmas.
Right. Yeah. And it was nothing. No, he said, no. Fuck you again.
In fact, the
he played that ridiculous Irish Christmas song. I listened to that again. What a ridiculous song that is.
Yep.
George Michael is the one. Go on.
The people would be interested to know how many takes we did for that promo.
People would be interested.
That is some of the funniest stuff that goes on. In fact, some of the funniest stuff that goes on is when we turn the mics off.
Yeah, well, so the promos we do, which we'll do another one now. I don't know how we'll do it because there's only two of us here. We'll have to do it selfies style. And don't you look shocking when you do a selfie? Your head looks deformed.
No, you got to go up.
I know, but your arms are only so long and yours are much shorter than mine.
Long pockets and short arms.
So what Don, I'm not speaking behind his back. Well, I am, but so what happens is we have a minute. A minute, 60 seconds is all you get to put on, record a message on a phone to put it on either Instagram or Twitter, I think. That's what someone told me. So I start off and I say, well, welcome to, and then Don says, well, see if we can get it right there. I said, Don, you're wasting time. I said, we only get a minute. So he says, yes, we'll have another go at it. He said, and this is here. Look, let me just show you. I said, Don. We've got to say who we are and who the guests are and what the platforms are that you can listen on. And then after that, you can have a bit of a chat until the person filming us tells me we're up to 55 seconds, then we've got to cut it out. All right, let's start again then. So I say, welcome to your... I want to tell you one thing, he said. Now, I've just been... Don, shut the fuck up. We can't waste 40 seconds with you prattling on... So that's why it takes so long.
And the poor old guest, he's standing there wondering what the hell's going on.
Yeah, Andrew Westacott was very good.
In fact, you haven't asked me yet, who's my favourite guest?
Yeah, I haven't asked. There's a lot of things I haven't asked you. I'm just going to ask you that in a minute. But we asked, so Andrew Westacott, I wanted to ring him or text him because he gave me his card and I misplaced it. He gave Don... his card, and Don said, I know what's your fucking card, I'm not interested. I said, he threw it away. And I've been looking all over the studio here for it.
He gave me his card as
so
well.
So I need his number so I can thank him personally.
I framed it and put it on the wall, so I'll unwrap it.
Thank him personally for coming on, Andrew Westacott. Who has been your favourite, since you've been an integral part of this, Ivan, who has been your favourite guest?
No, very much interested in Andrew Westacott, but the very person...
You're greasing up to get some free tickets.
For God, if I ever do. No, my favourite one would be Peter Hudson, and that was in the early days too.
Yeah. Peter. Yeah. You weren't here.
No, I was. I was over there on the couch. I didn't. Oh, you didn't give me a mic in those days.
Oh, you were just a wallflower then.
Yeah,
now
absolutely.
You gradually weaseled your way up to.
And then I'm in position four.
You worked it beautifully. You sat over there from about 10 metres away. Then you gradually came to a chair here and sat in front of not a microphone. And then I watched you. You gradually eased a microphone in front of your face, and I thought this. Bastard wants to speak into it. So I actually wasn't turned on, and I saw you go to say something and you realised you weren't on. I just pushed up the level and bugger me, dude. Now you're sitting here opposite me and we're doing the final broadcast.
I've seen off the rocket. I've seen off Don. Next week it'll be you.
Yeah. Why don't you come in next week and do
it
on your own?
In midweek.
So all right. So we're going to finish this now because I had a whole lot of things to say. I did have a whole lot of things to say. So, Ivan, this is just the learning on the spot. So I'm going to now withdraw back from the microphone, and I want you to finish off the last two or three minutes of this because we had Matt in here last week. Matt, remember the
scrutineer.
The scrutineer. Don said, what? He said, We had a scrutineer. Matt, where did he come from? I said, he's a scrutineer from Google, Don. He came in and he said, oh, shit, that's interesting. I said, what, have we got a bit of a movement going? I said, no, yes, he's going to report back to Mark Zuckerberg over in America and say, oh, shit, you want to hear the podcast down here? I said, so Don was all up and he got half firm again. That's the only time we get him firm is when we speak of him here. So I'm going to so I want you now to handle the end of this, and then I'll play the Daddy Cool stuff, and that's the end of the podcast. And you wish everyone a happy new year and thanks for listening, and I'll try and then work out how to download this. That'll be you wait till I try and work out how to download it. It'll probably never go to air, this, so here
hopefully we're recording it.
Oh, don't
say
oh
that.
Please. The bars are, cadence bars are going.
Well, we'll find out.
It's over to you. You're going to sign off now, Ivan. But give us a bit of a preamble and a bit of a. It's back to you now.
Right. I'm not good working by myself. But anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Christmas is over, mate.
You put me on the spot.
No, Christmas. We've just done Christmas.
What do you say? Happy New Year.
You might as well say Happy Easter, mate. Happy Easter. We've already done that. Christmas has come and gone.
Yep. You'll be able to get your hot cross buns in Coles tomorrow.
What's that, Ivan?
Don't you like hot cross buns?
Is this for Easter?
Yeah.
When is Easter?
April.
They'll be nice and fucking stale by the time Easter comes round, if we're going to get them now. And Ivan, this is the sort of stupidity, mate, that'll make sure that you don't come on. No, don't worry about Christmas. That's gone. And don't worry about Easter or Lent or Yuletide or whatever or the Hanukkah.
Ramadan.
Ramadan, don't worry.
Oh, that's April too.
New Year is coming up, so have a heartfelt wish, and yeah. I'll leave you to finish this off.
This is not going to go well. All right, everybody, Happy New Year. Thanks for listening. And, yep, go and get your test.
I wanted you... What?
Go and get your COVID test.
I wanted you to stretch a bit. Mate, give it a minute and a half, mate.
A minute and a half.
So just say... Look, you know, just expand, just go for a minute and a half and then that'll be it.
Merry Christmas.
Why are you obsessed with Christmas? We've had it four days ago. It's not good saying Merry Christmas. Go on. Or else this is, you won't be back if you can't finish this off properly.
A minute and a half, geez.
Well, go on, about a minute and a half, I'll decide when.
You'll decide when.
What are you going for your notes for? You're going to read it. You picked up your notes then. Then you put your glasses on.
Oh, geez.
What have you done there?
What do you want me to do?
I want you to say something that leaves our listener, our millions of listeners, just with something that makes them feel heartfelt and warm inside.
Will we be back next week?
Don said then he thought he might be back next week. Mm. We're not sure. But just on the off chance we're not. Anyhow, if we are back next week, I think New Year will have come and gone, won't it?
No, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. You're not sure. What's the date today? 28th?
28th.
Well, when's New Year? Be probably the 1st, wouldn't it? Or the 31st.
Or 31st.
How many days to then?
Four? Are we counting today?
Well, 3 days till the New Year or two?
I don't know.
And how often do we do this? Once a week.
So we do, on
the
Wednesdays.
New Year will have come and gone by the time we're on again.
By that
so
logic.
This is the last broadcast. Say something and I'm writing it up then.
Right. Yep. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Just crazy about